Raise your hands and sing together. Sing, everybody. From your spirit, from your heart, let's sing together. Sing to Jesus. Sing out. Yes, we lift you, Lord. Sing, lift up a voice. Sing, everybody sing out to the King of Glory. Sing out. Karataka patia korebesia manderebe shakapata rabateke payamonda. Worship him. It's a moment of worship. Come on, everybody, worship. Everybody begin to worship. Just to worship. Can we all celebrate Jesus wherever you are? Celebrate Jesus wherever you are. Can I hear the joy? That's not the joy for the Lord. Come on, give the Lord. Just sit a little bit, just have your seats. Once again, just greet your neighbor if you have one. Tell them shalom. Tell them again, happy Jesus Nation Week. Hallelujah. It is always an amazing experience
to realize how God has given us a moment where we can experience what He has prepared for us. Quickly, today I would like to remind you of the seven mountains we are seeing in front. This is not just decorative, but each of the mountains you see represents a prophetic mandate which God has given us as the Jesus Nation. And before I minister, I want to ask a very simple question. Who understands the mandate of the Jesus Nation? That person can just wave a hand like this. Just raise up a hand if you understand what the Jesus Nation is all about. Praise be to God. Wow, so we have a mandate, a very wonderful mandate. God gave us a responsibility. It is important to understand what this responsibility is all about. So before I minister to you, I want one person who can explain in 2 minutes what the Jesus Nation is all about and what the mandate is about. Can that person raise up a hand? Now, I'm going to start at the back there. I'm seeing a hand. Yes. Tell me your name and where you're from.
Okay, my name is Andrew Tindwa from Chirinde.
All right.
Yeah, it means the believers in the body of Christ. The believers in the body of Christ.
You are done?
Yes.
I admire you. Believers in the body of Christ. Amazing. Let's clap hands for his contribution. Yeah.
Shalom, my father. I'm Glory Joshua. The Jesus Nation, it is a prophetic mandate which was given and revealed to our father, Major One, that God wants to raise a generation of people who will take over the seven mountains to rule in the name of Jesus.
And what are these seven mountains? You can see them in the front, you can read them.
Yes, media, religion, arts, finances, family, governance, education.
You can do better than that. You can put the hands together for the year. All right, and another person. I'm looking for a woman now. At the back there, I'm seeing a hand up. Yes, tell me your name, where are you from?
My name is Mrs. Ruse Kwachabanda. I come from Zoe Home Cell, and I'm also the secretary for Lilongwe branch. I understand the Jesus Nation as a revelation which was given to you, our spiritual father, that God would like to raise a generation which is going to take over in the seven areas which have already been occupied by people who are non-believers. So there are several ways which we are going to conquer. We need to conquer in the education sector, in governance, in families, in finances, religion, media, and the seventh one, that's it. Okay, so we need to conquer in these seven areas which are already occupied by non-believers. So we need to do something about it, and this world must be ruled by us, the Jesus nation. Hallelujah.
Women are so good in explaining things. But she is the best. That's how you clap hands. You know, women do not clap hands for other women properly. Quickly. Another person. I'm remaining with three people. Still at the back. Or let's start with him.
Okay. This is a vision.
No, your name. Okay. You from, where are you from?
My name is Bison, Shadrach Bison, the son in the house. This is a vision that was revealed through our prophet, Major One. This vision is about the kingdom, whereby, like in the past, it was God himself who was controlling the world. But people decided to choose a king to be, people to be directed by the king. So they were given the king. Now it has pleased God again for Jesus himself to come in through us to take over. As you once said that if you are, we are not influencing the world, it will be now the world that will influence the church. And you once said that this vision is not only for ECG, it's for everybody who is a believer to take over. And there are seven areas that we have to take over, which are education, in governments, in families, in religion, in media, in finances. And one of the mountains, it was in Canaanites. You said that this is a nation that controls finances. Now God wants to transfer finances from the wicked people to the church. Because if the church will not have money, we'll have a big problem to run the ministry. Thank you.
Wow. You see now, because a man has explained well, women are not clapping hands. You see now. Come on, everybody put your hands together for his wonderful contribution. Looks like the courage to speak in the church is gaining momentum. That's fantastic. Let's get one more at the back of them. Sings wonderful, beautiful hands. I am only having a problem in the front, but at the back there are so many hands. Maybe we should change the sitting plan. Yes, at the back.
Yeah, my name is Jones Ballon from Area 36. Jesus Nation is a nation where the lame can walk, the blind can see, where you can get your fruit of womb. The poor can get rich, the sick can be healed. So it was given to the major prophet. That's why he's the major prophet, because he was given a nation. So, you know, if you follow Jesus, you'll walk with him, you'll die with him, you'll resurrect with him. So I even wrote a song about Jesus' nation.
I didn't understand what you were saying, but I love your accent though. You know what I mean, right? Yeah, man. An amazing explanation. God bless you so much for your wonderful contribution. Let's clap hands for his wonderful contribution. All right, so we are going to try. Let's try you. Yeah.
Shalom, shalom. My name is Jacob Banda, and I'm from Zambia. And you've taught us this many times, Prophet, that when we're taking over, we have to take over all seven mountains. You've given us scriptures multiple times that speaks about a prophecy of a future generation, and that generation is us, the Jesus Nation. Like you, my prophet, not only are you a prophet to us or to me, but you're a businessman yourself. That's what you lead us by example, to be like you, my prophet. So that's what you're saying. It's not just dominating in church, but it's outside of church as well. This past Friday, you were teaching about the, I think it was the Aaronic anointing or something, the anointing where it's for the church. But you also talked about the Melchizedek anointing, which is for the outside church as well. Not only are we supposed to dominate in here, but outside as well. We need politicians, holy politicians. We need holy politicians. We need financial prophets to help the kingdom. These cameras.
I love that word, holy.
Holy. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I've been hunting that word. When people are speaking, I was hunting for the word holy, 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 holy. It's not just to take over out of, we want to take over. No, it's about Jesus having dominance through us. But us must be holy. A holy nation. A holy people. A people of God. Yeah. One more. Yes, let me hear from this man. He has been raising up a hand for a long time. Can you straight it? Can tell you, my friend. Let's clap hands. Wonderful, wonderful contribution. let me have you. Let's just stand up. Yes, stand up. Stand up. Today I'm not in a hurry. This is our day. We are not in a hurry today. We are here. Yeah.
From Botswana. The mandate responsibility to me, my father said, is looking for wise people, whether in good terms or bad terms, to follow him. Oneness. In our generation, to know the ECG or the Jesus Nation Church, even our anthem, our national anthem, our church national anthem, it says it all, my father, and to know the history of the church. Thank you, my father.
Thank you so much. Let's clap hands for a wonderful contribution. Let me also hear from you. What you understand, what you hear about the Jesus Nation. Looking like I will just start pointing people now. So begin to prepare yourself to start saying, yes.
My name is Levite Kephas Chawinga. The Jesus Nation mandate is to take over in every sphere, to take over in finances, to take over in governance, in education, in arts and entertainment, religion and media. We as the Christians, the believers, the holy nation, we are to take over. Thank you, my father.
Thank you. At least that's the briefing. And at least everybody should know this part, just this part. Two more.
Two more. I'm trying to look for people who are not raising up their hands. The more you are hiding your face, the more you're exposing yourself. So you better look at me direct in my eyes. Otherwise, I'm picking you.
Shalom.
Okay, you have survived. Uh-huh. Where
shalom,
are we?
Shalom, my father.
Yes.
My name is Nancy Benula from Nalipule College. Jesus Nation.
From where?
From Nalipule College.
Okay.
Jesus Nation, it is a revelation from God given to you that you should raise seven mountains, and these mountains are those in the front that we...
Which was in the front?
Those mountains like media, religion, arts, finances and family, governance and education. And we as children of God, we are the peculiar people, chosen nation and holy people, and that we should dominate in every areas. Like governance, we are the Jesus Nation. We should dominate in politics, in finances, in religion, so that the church, the spirit, the spirituality should go well.
You are done?
No,
you have 10 more minutes. No, I'm joking. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Let's put our hands together for her wonderful contribution. Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to put in my eyes this direction, and no hand is coming for some reasons. Let's go to you. Let's hear from you.
Yeah, thank you very much, my papa. Jesus Nation, the way I understand it, you had a vision where you saw seven mountains. And I believe that on mountains, when somebody is on the mountain, he's able to be seen by everybody. So we as believers, we are at the bottom. And at the summit of those mountains, there were non-believers who were holding big positions. So it's time for us as believers to rise up and conquer those non-believers who are holding biggest positions, so that we can conquer them. That's the way I understand it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for such a wonderful contribution. Can I have a summary? Put your hands together for the Lord. Before I teach you, or before we share the scripture, before we pray together, I would like to inform you why we have put this celebration to be happening in June. I want you to go into your Bibles and we're going to read it together. Two verses and then we go into... All right, so we're going to go to Esther 8, verse 9. New Living Translation.
So on June 25th, the king's secretaries were summoned, and a decree was written exactly as Mordecai dictated. It was sent to the Jews and to the highest officers, the governors, and the nobles of all the 127 provinces stretching from India to Ethiopia. The decree was written in the script and languages of all the peoples of the empire, including that of the Jews.
Keep on reading, up to 13.
The decree was written in the name of the king Xerxes and sealed with the king's signet ring. Mordecai sent the dispatches by swift messengers who rode fast horses, especially bred for the king's service. The king's decree gave the Jews in every city authority to unite to defend their lives. They were allowed to kill, slaughter, and annihilate everyone of any nationality or province who might attack them or their children or wives, and to take the property of their enemies. The day chosen for this event throughout all the province of the king's excess was March 7 of the next year. A copy of this decree was to be issued as law in every province and proclaimed to all peoples, so that the Jews would be ready to take revenge on their enemies on the appointed day.
Back, verse 12, NKJV.
In all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar.
All right, just because of time, I just want to read this scripture for you. Then, according to the month of Adar, in the Jewish calendar, it's called the third month. June in Israel, in their calendar, it's March. So we're in the month of Adar. This month, as I say, is also known as the month of Sivan. God called the Israelites, His holy nation, again in June. In Exodus 19, from verse 1 to 6.
In the third month after the children of Israel.
Again in the third month, which is the month of Sivan, which is the month of June. Now, the Bible says,
in the third month after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day they came to the wilderness of Sinai. Mm-hmm. For they had departed from Rephidim and had come to the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the wilderness. So the Israel camped there before the mountain.
In verse 3.
And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, that you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
And you shall be
to me a kingdom of priests
and a what?
A holy nation.
I want to hear everybody say louder. And a what?
A holy nation.
And a holy nation. You shall be unto me. So God, the desire of having a holy nation didn't start now. God has always to have a people that he can call my nation. The whole rapture, it will all happen because God would want to establish his kingdom on earth. You must understand the new Jerusalem. So it is not something we are preaching. It is what is in the intentions of God. You are not in the Jesus nation because you are in the church of the Jesus nation. But because you intentionally want to. So if you wish, if you want, understand what this is all about. God is raising up a holy people. People who will stand with God's righteousness. And these people will take over in every sphere. And it has already started. And you are next. Your amen is not loud and clear. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll be speaking to you about the order of God. Somebody say with me, the order of God. Say louder, the order of God. Now, before God has done something, he does not just done randomly. God has divine orders. Without those orders, he cannot do what you want him to do. So the orders of God must be followed. So let's go to the book of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 14:33.
For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. And in all the churches of the saints.
In NIV.
For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the congregation of the Lord's people.
Scripture says, God is not God of disorder, but of order. So, what does this mean? It means, if God wants to bless this man. God, before blessing him, he puts up an order. This man, to be blessed, he needs to operate under that order. Because God is not God of disorder. So, order cannot be exempted where God is. The biggest problem we have in the church It is not a solution problem. It is an issue of misorder. It is an issue of confusion. Some people are everywhere. They don't even understand how to handle things. Their prayer is all over. Their alignment is all over. But scripture says, God is God of order. Once you understand the order through which God operates, you will not have to force things. They will happen. Now, in the Bible, there are two orders of anointings. Tell you number two orders of anointings. Hey. This teaching. The whole world, only 300 will understand it. Only 300. You will be blessed if you be among the 300. So, there are two orders. I am not making them two. I didn't prepare them to be two. There are two orders in the Bible. However, there are also other orders, several other orders in the Bible, which were programmed for individuals. However, for us, there are two orders, but there are also small orders. Now, let's understand the two orders. The first order. Are you here, somebody? Are you here? The first order. It is that God called us to serve in the church. And every person who has been called to do something in the house of God, whether to worship the way you have come to worship, you were called in the order of Kohen, or known as the priesthood. The word priest is the word Kohen, which means in relation to do with all temple works, whether intercessory, whether ushering, whether pastoring, prophesying, all works in the house of the Lord. This, it is not just a given task or responsibility, but God released a special anointing on this. Now, if you have a neighbor next to you, say, neighbor, you are a priest. If you are in the temple to serve, you are a priest. And there's a special anointing. I can't hear you. And there's a special anointing for that responsibility. Are you hearing me? Now, in the Bible, when you open the book of Exodus, you find a very profound explanation how God differentiates the different anointings. If you're following, I just want to see your hand and say, I'm following, prophet. Say louder. Speak louder. I think I can hear you. Now, Scripture tells us that are you ready for this one? Let's start from the book of Numbers 16, verse 48. And then we go to Exodus.
And he stood between the dead and the living. So the plug was stopped.
Go ahead.
Now, those who died in the plague were 14,700, besides those who died in the Korah incident. So Aaron returned to Moses at the door of the tabernacle of the meeting, for the plague had stopped.
All right. So we see someone here who, when people were dying, his people were dying. He went to stand between those people and God and he made a prayer. And the Bible says death was stopped because somebody stood in the gap. And we want to find out who is this person. Now, in Exodus 28, which I wanted us to read at the beginning, verse 1.
Now take Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as a priest. Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And you shall make a holy garment for Aaron your brother, for glory and for beauty. So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, who I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priests.
That they may minister to me?
As priests.
As a priest. If you read from the Bible, the Bible says Moses must anoint Aaron and his children, and their responsibility must be that they save in the house. And this anointing, it is for the church. So there is what we call the Aaronic anointing. Here is where you begin to intercede in the church. When you come in this church and you are praying for your family, you are standing between your family and God. It means you are doing a priestly responsibility. Please, a priest in the Bible does not represent the priest in the churches which you think the only priest. There are also priests in those churches. But you are also a priest. If you are able to stop something in prayer, if you are able to save in the church, in John chapter 2, verse 17, the Bible says, and the priest shall intercede. So there is a special order. This order, it is the order of Aaron, where God gives us the anointing. It is not for outside the church, but for us to use it in church. Now, I want you to repeat this statement. I want you also to repeat it. Tell your neighbor, say, the anointing for serving God in church. It is for the church. Say louder, it is for the church.
So when God touches you here, say louder, when God touches you here, it is for you to save here. It is not for outside. So you wonder, people who pray a lot and are still struggling at their houses because they make a mistake. They think the anointing for serving God in church, it is the same anointing that must be used outside the church. No, it's not. God has put an order. The order of Aaron. That the anointing through this order, it is only for saving. And God says, it's unto me. So everyone in this church, if God touches you, if you feel the power of God, if you preach well, if you teach well, if you prophesy well, it does not mean that because of that anointing, you will be able to stand outside the church and also have success. That anointing is for the temple. Come on, look what your neighbor says, it's for the temple. That's why you see a good man giving prophecies, a good intercessor interceding, but they cannot handle money. Because this is not the anointing for outside. You may be good on pulpit. You may be good in praying, in giving. All these things are for the service of God. They are not for the outside. There is another order which we will talk about. Which when you operate under that order, when you go outside, outside will respect you. Look what you never say, I receive. Both orders. So ironic, it is for us to stand. To stand before the Lord, to bow before the Lord, to worship God. To be holy. To receive forgiveness. It deals with us saving to bow before the Lord. Let me show you one more before, because of time. Are you here? I can't hear you. Are you here? All right. In Numbers chapter 3, the 6 to 9.
Bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may serve him. And they shall attend to his needs and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of meeting to do the work of the tabernacle.
So the anointing of Aaron is for the work of the tabernacle. Say loud, everybody, say the anointing of Aaron works in the church. It is used in the church. I use it in the church. Now, it is not for outside. In Deuteronomy 10 verse 9, the Bible refuses that this anointing must not work outside.
It therefore, must,
okay.
Therefore, Levi has no portion nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, just as the Lord your God promised him.
So scripture says, Levi. Who is Levi?
Levi are the children of Aaron. Levites are the priests who serve in the house. So God is saying, this anointing has no part in taking over outside. He says, Levi has no portion of any inheritance. Are you understanding? Now imagine this. Scripture is saying that Levi has no portion. He says, I, the Lord, am their portion. Meaning, if you are in the temple, it's God only who matters. This anointing to save only. Am I talking to you? Now imagine somebody using the Levitical anointing, the anointing that God gives us in church, going out for a business. Yet the Bible says this anointing is not for outside. When King Solomon offered a sacrifice, the Bible says the anointing came in the temple. People were failing to stand. People were falling under the power. But that did not mean that falling, you after waking up, you go home and your doors will open. No. The falling was a demonstration of the glory in the house. If you fall in this church under the power, it does not mean your life will open. It is just the glory in the temple. Am I talking to somebody? It is just what? It is the glory in the temple. It does not mean. Now, Papa just touched my head like this. And I fell down. The way my business will move now. No. That anointing, it is for the temple. For the glory in the temple. It is for the Lord. Let me give you another one. In the book of Numbers 18, verse 20. We are about to show you something very important. It says what?
Then the Lord said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance
Imagine
in their land.
Again. This anointing you can't buy land with. It is for the Lord only. That's why you will see dedicated people in church. But they are poor at home. They are mixing things. They think the anointing in the church is what they will also use outside. Outside doesn't respect the anointing in the church. There is another order that God has put, which we use outside. Give a neighbor high five and say, I'm receiving. Tell your neighbor, say, I'll become very dangerous. Are you here? So you think we use the anointing in this church? In the marketplace. No. The market does not understand what is happening in the church. Neither has the market's respect. Because this anointing, it is unto the Lord. When we come here, when we worship, when we pray, it's unto the Lord. When we go out, it's another story. Imagine after speaking in tongues in church, you go the following day for business. Nothing is moving. And you begin to wonder, does God really exist? The way we prayed yesterday, you are mixing things. What is it for the temple? It is for the temple. If you feel the power in the temple, it is for the temple. When you walk out,
It's a different world. You need another anointing. You need another order. Somebody shout in the name of Jesus. The problem we have, after you worship, after you're fasting, you go home. Landlord. Zona alando do asanga one malili maji zona. What is in the temple? It is for what? And outside, God has given you another level, which I will share with you. There, they don't care about your tongues. They don't care. I was fasting for 3 days. It's another world. In fact, if they know you pray too much, they even despise you. There, we use another level. Only 300 people who understand this. The whole world. How many amongst the 300? Somebody shout, I'm here, prophet. Tikuti kusosa kwa mkachisi ni kwa mkachisi kunjako kumafunika sokozoza kwina mukulandira mafusa neba kuta neba anointing ya muno njotumikira mulungu mwo muno kunjako ni nkhani ina paliso kuzosa kwake kwake kumena neba lerolo mulandira. So the Bible says, Aaron, you will not have anything. Anything that you need, you're not going to, outside the church, you'll get nothing. God said, I am your portion. So when we're here in church, God is what?
Our portion.
When we are out, it's a different story. That's why you can shalabakatika. You can shalabakatika. When you go outside there, with your, you open a shop, in a few months it's closed. Like, but the way I pray. No, that praying is for unto the Lord. It is Aaronic. Okay. I used to be like you also. I used to mistake the way, after I prophesy. I would think things also in my life will move. Things were now going even down. The more I prayed, the more things were worse. So I said, ah. God said, you are making a mistake. You are using the wrong anointing in a right place. So the anointing you are using now, it's not the right anointing. It is wrong to use this anointing outside. Use the right anointing for the right place. This anointing to get an inheritance
It does not operate. It does not work. Scripture even refuses it. That Aaron, Levite, your anointing is not for getting things out. It is for me. It is for you to use to worship me. When you are praying where you are, and fall or feel you are shaking, you are vibrating, feeling spiritual, that anointing is coming on you so that God is empowering you more, so that you can worship him more, so that you can save more. It is not for you to go and open a saloon. It is ironic. After shaking, you open a saloon, it's closed. Because that it was the anointing empowering you so that you can continue to serve God, to worship. You can continue. It is for the service. It's a sign. God wants you in the temple. But there's another one.
Bring it on that day.
You are here? Okay. So, the other one is called. So, the first one is Aaronic order. The second one is the Melchizedek order. No, I didn't hear you. The second one is what? I can't hear you. Say louder. No, don't bite your tongue. The second one is what? It is what? Melchizedek. Not Melchizedek. The second one is what? Melchizedek or Melchizedek? Are you here? Are you here, somebody? Say Melchizedek. This one, it is for governance. This anointing helps you to govern. It gives you dominance. You are a priest who you dominate. You have got the power to strategize. It gives you ability to plan and execute. In Exodus, let's go to Genesis first before we go there. Chapter 14, verse 18. The Bible says what?
Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High.
He was the what?
The priest of God Most High.
Melchizedek, king of what?
Salem.
So number one, we see for the first time someone who was both a king and a priest. And he was a king of Salem. In other words, this dimension, God allows you to rule a certain jurisdiction. So, Melchizedek had a jurisdiction of Salem. You may not have a jurisdiction of Salem. Maybe your jurisdiction could be properties. You didn't hear me. Maybe your Salem could be transport. But God is expecting you to be a king in your Salem. Yes. I told you, you see? When I was teaching the first part, 500 people were getting it. Now we are getting to 300 now. 200 out. This one, I'm going to show you just now. Are you getting it? This one, God allows you to be a priest and a what? And a king. So if you are opening your saloon, God wants you to be a king in that industry. If you are starting something, whatsoever you are starting, God expects you to be above everyone in that area. This is different with Aaron. The anointing for the church is for the church. I don't care who is in that business. I don't care. I don't care who's doing what you want to do. But when you arrive with Melchizedek anointing, you take over. Who wants a prayer of the Melchizedek anointing? Now, get it. Listen to this. He was both what? A king and a priest. What does that mean to you? When he enters the temple, he will bow. He will worship. He will serve. We are going to make a prayer. A prayer of understanding. The actual basis of the Jesus nation. We are not just here as a group of congregants. We are here because we want to walk in revelation. So we are going to have a prayer. And this prayer is asking God's mercy that he should help us to walk in his righteousness. Because it is through that his kingdom is established. And you will not walk in his righteousness if the enemy has helped you to normalize sin. At every given moment, conviction must rule. We are going to make a prayer. Wherever you're watching from, wherever you are, and this is the prayer of the Jesus Nation, and I'm happy we have a lot of overflows today. This is a prayer that each one of us are going to pray. And each one of us must humble ourselves and ask God where we have failed, and ask God where we have wronged him, and ask God to say, help me, I want to be who you want me to be, what you want me to be. And we are going to intentionally pray that God should help us to walk in his holiness as his people, as his holy nation. Let's just raise our hands towards heaven and say these words together. Heavenly Father, I believe in your word.
I believe in your word.
And together here we stand.
And together here we stand.
We accept the calling you have given us.
We accept the calling you have given us.
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
we believe.
We believe.
We have been called to a holy nation. Therefore, Lord, I stand as an individual. I ask you to forgive me from all my sins that I've sinned against you. Give me the spirit of conviction to understand. Without that, I cannot walk in your righteousness. Help us, O Father, to walk in your ways. To walk in your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus. As individuals begin to pray wherever you are, ask God in every way. Ask God, pour out your heart.
Yes.
Let us humble ourselves.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes. Sheto parusha tia mandos katia hate rakoshanto paradia entasuso parapaya mantakia manto pratia mantekia hato. Come on, clap us and pray, clap us and pray, clap us and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Clap us and pray, clap us and pray, clap us and pray. Wherever you are, declare, announce, you are taking over. Pray, somebody pray, 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 pray. Speak in tongues, speak in tongues, speak in tongues. Wherever you are, pray, 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 pray. Jesus to paladia mande peretia manto. Jisha to paladia. Entalizo palusa tia manta. Paradia mantos ketia. Barusa tia manta. Entaria mando paduye. Rekizo tia hanta. Barusa tia manto. Zele peretia mante keletia ata. Rekonsanta pia. Maracuse. Barusa tia manta. Zikoto padia mante kia manto. Barakusa to palamande. Entakuso parahato. Barapaya. Barapaya.
Open your hearts. Open your hearts. Pray in the name of Jesus. Open your heart.
Yes.
Lord, I present myself to you as a living sacrifice.
Yes.
Forgive me, Lord, every area I've sinned against you.
Yes, Lord.
Pray, pour out your heart. Lord, yes. Give me the spirit of conviction.
Yes.
Forgive me, Lord.
Yes.
I want to stand right with you.
Yes, Lord.
Make that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus.
Forgive me, Lord. Purify me, Lord. Perfect me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, as I pray, let there be purification in my life, in my heart, in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Reson sota pia manto paria.
Wherever you're connecting, pray, 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 pray. Make a prayer, make a prayer, make a prayer. Liso paraka paradia haso.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.